Silas is pregnant. All right. We ended our series on Genesis last week. If you missed it, oh man, huge bummer for you. So we're going to be in Luke. If you have your Bible, a physical Bible, you can go to Luke chapter 6. And you can hold up your Bible and I'll throw a haichu at you. If you have your Bible with you. A physical Bible. Like one that you can like, you know, a book. Oh, Luke, you have one? Look, you got a new haichu flavor. Rainbow sherbet.
Sure.
Yeah.
Rainbow
if you bring your Bible. Logan, you have your Bible with you?
I brought my Bible.
You got a new flavor called Blue Hawaii.
Blue Hawaii.
Chuck, you have a Bible?
No.
Oh.
Please.
Oh, man.
Please.
Oh, Sean.
What I do bring it every Sunday.
You got a new flavor called Blue Raspberry.
Oh, that's I do have a request, though.
Yep.
I want your father on Sunday to do the same thing.
Okay.
Because I bring my Bible on Sunday. And I want right.
Yeah.
This Sunday.
I'm preaching. Chuck, in 2 weeks I'm preaching. I'll bring high twos for everyone who has their Bible. Okay? Okay. Luke chapter 6, verses 43 through 45. So we're just going to, until our summer kickoff, we're just going to be in a couple, we're having a couple random youth group lessons, all right? Let me pray and then we'll get started, okay? Let me pray. God, thank you for this night. Thank you that we get to celebrate Logan being here. And just the joy that it is to have him here. And we just pray for a summer just full of a lot of fun, a lot of growth, and just a lot of getting to know you and your love for us. We pray for this night tonight, for this lesson, that you would just speak to us, that you would remind us that you hold us, that you care for us, and you love us, even in the midst of our messy lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So here in Luke, Jesus is teaching. He's speaking to like a large crowd of his disciples, okay? So not just like his 12 disciples, but he's speaking to like a huge, large crowd of them, more than 12, a big bunch of people. And he's teaching them things. He's talking to them about a lot of things. And it's not really like a classroom situation, okay? It's not like they're sitting down and people are like, some people want to be there, some people don't want to be there. Like in my mind, I imagine it more as like a concert. Like everyone there is just like tone, like focused. They want to be there. They're pumped up. There's no one there that's like, oh, why am I here? Like these are people that are here because they are eager to listen to what Jesus has to say as he's teaching these things, okay? It's not like a classroom where you're at school and you're like counting down the hours to be done. These people are pumped up and ready to hear what Jesus has to say, all right? And Jesus is saying a lot of things, and we're going to read three verses of one of the things that Jesus says to this large crowd, okay? Here's what it says. A good tree doesn't produce bad fruit. On the other hand, a bad tree doesn't produce good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. Figs aren't gathered from thorn bushes, or grapes picked from a bramble bush. A good person produces good out of the good stored up in his heart. An evil person produces evil out of the evil stored up in his heart. For his mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. All right. you know, there's like moments in life that just kind of make you stop and ponder. Life. You guys ever have those moments? Like sometimes it's like when you see something like really beautiful and you're just like, whoa. Like every time I go to New York City and I see like the huge buildings and I see just like the massive amounts of people that all have like individual lives that I know nothing about, but they all have things that they love that are going on. They all have things that are like that are hard that are going on, right? There's just massive amounts of people. There's like a lot of like there's street performers there that are like dancing or dressed up as Elmo or Cookie Monster. Right, there's a lot going on, and it's just so much going on. And then in the middle of all, there's like this park, this huge park, just in the middle of this like of these massive, amazing buildings. There's just this park that's peaceful.
Central,
and it's central to the city, and it's even called Central Park. I mean, that's crazy, right? But whenever I go to the city and I see all these things, I can't help but just like pause and think about life, think about the meaning of life. In all its vastness, all of life's wildness. I can't help it. Like it's kind of like a magical thing that happens, all right? When Jesus actually speaks here in this passage, and when I was reading it today, I think a similar thing happens to me as I read this passage. Jesus says, a good person produces good out of the good stored up in his heart. An evil person produces evil out of the evil stored up in his heart. And it's like what we do, Jesus is saying, what we do, the actions that we take actually reflect deep down who we are. It reflects what we do, our actions reflect our like who we are, what's at the core of who we are. So when Jesus says this, I can't help but ponder life. I can't help but think about my life when Jesus says this. The actions that we take reflect deep down who we are. It makes me think about what I do. It makes me think about all the things that I do, the good things, the bad things, right? Because what Jesus is saying is that what I do actually reflects who I am as a person. Like, I can't just let those words pass me by because I do things all the time, right? And actually Jesus is saying those things actually reflect who you are. Those things are at the heart of who you are as a person. And who I am is so important to me, right? Like, all of us have an identity. All of us have an identity that is formed, and we care about our identity. We care about who we are, right? I'm sure that all of you care about who you are. You all want to be a certain type of person, a certain type of way. You care about really what's at the core of who you are, like your morals, what you deeply care about, what deeply matters to you. All of us care about these things, right? And so it starts to make me think about all the things that I've done. Like Jesus says, your actions reflect actually what's at the heart of who you are. And it makes me think about my actions. It makes me think about like my good actions. Like one time I was telling Logan about this, I think yesterday or today. I was on a run with my friend at GCU, at our school in Arizona, and we're running around the campus. And we saw a dog get hit by a car. Yeah, really sad. So then we ran over to the dog and we like tried picking it up. And we were like wrapping it up in like our shirts because it was like bloody and it was not a good scene. It lived. Oh. And but that was like that, like I think about that and I'm like, oh, that was really good. That was a good action, right? That was very generous. That was very like kind of us to stop, right? And actually tend to this dog. And then we actually like helped it get to like a veterinary clinic thing where they helped the dog and they helped the dog find a home and the dog was okay. But also I think about the time that a kid was over at my house and everyone was picking on this kid and they were making fun of him and they were calling him like overweight and fat. And so I joined in and I called him fat. I think about those times, right? Like there's good and then there's bad, right? There's these things that I've done that are good and bad. And it reflects who I am. Jesus is saying those things reflect who I am deep down. Or sometimes I'll hear a story about someone, like something that happens to someone. Like maybe they... something bad happened to them, okay? And I feel bad for them. And I'm like, oh man, like I'm so sorry, like that happened. I reach out to them and I'm like, is there anything I can do? But then sometimes I'll hear a story about someone that I know or that like I loosely know and I'll be like, oh, they deserve that. You know, that ever happened to you guys? You guys ever like, yeah, that person had that coming to them. You know, like there's ways, there's things that I do, there's things that I say, there's things that I think that actually, those things actually Jesus is saying reflect deep down who I am. What's at the core of Silas, of who Silas is. And it's kind of crazy to think about because there's these good things that I do and then there's these bad things that I do. And you know, I couldn't think of just one, like if I can think of one word that just sums up at the core of who I am based on my actions, it's just messy. I'm messy. My life is messy. The core of who I am is messy. I'm good and evil, right? I'm messy. I'm beautiful and ugly. Right? Jesus says here that trees are known by their fruit. And it's always, and when you look at a tree and you know it by its fruit, you can be like, oh, that's an apple tree because you see apples on it. Right? Or you can see an orange tree and you know it's an orange tree because there's oranges on it. But if you were to look at my life and the fruit that grow on my metaphorical tree, you'd see apples and oranges and watermelons and bananas and like all different kinds of fruit. And you'd see like rotten fruit and good fruit. And you just look at that tree and you'd say, wow, that is one chaotic, messy tree. Because it's not just one type of fruit that it's not just goodness that I do. It's not just badness or whatever word that I do. It's both. It's a messy, chaotic tree. And that reflects deep down who I am. And I think all of us, if we really take a look at our lives and we look at our actions that we do, we look at the things that we do, and we think about it, we are all messy people. We all do good, amazing thing. There's things that I'm sure that all of you are proud of, right? Like the way that you are kind to others, that you're generous, that you give to others, that you're patient, that you're loving. I'm sure you're proud of those things, right? But I'm also sure that there's things in your life that you've done or that you're doing that you are not proud of, right? Of how maybe you lie or hide things, or how you talk behind other people's backs, or how you have to act differently around different people to get their approval. Like there's things that we're all proud of, Richie, and there's things that we're all not proud of. Right? Our lives are messy. Your lives are messy, I'm sure. And if someone was to see our whole life, if someone was to see your whole life and see our fruit of our life, it would just show that we are good and bad and beautiful and ugly people, that our lives are messy. Deep down, we are messy. Summed up, we are messy. I'm messy. You're messy. Yeah. Not Lionel Messi. And you know what? As I think about this, I wish that that wasn't true. I wish that my life wasn't messy. You know, like I wish I could just look at my life and I wish it was polished and clean. And I wish that I could say like I'm perfect and that I'm good deep down. You know, I wish I could say those things. I wish there wasn't like just something like putting a hiccup in that plan, right? I want goodness. I'm sure that all of us want goodness and pureness and wholeness in our lives. But I realize that I can't achieve that. I can't be perfect. And here's the good news that I think Jesus reveals to us in this passage, okay? Not only does our fruit, not only does what we do reflect who we are at the core of who we are, but also this applies to Jesus who's saying this too. What Jesus does, the things that Jesus does, reflects deep down the core of who he is, the deepest part of who he is. All right, and here's some examples of what Jesus does. All right, listen to these things. Jesus heals people and restores them. I think I was talking with Danny about the man at the pool, right, who couldn't walk. Do you remember that? I think at the Great Escape they talked about this too. There's a man at this pool, and he wanted healing, and people just kept passing him by, and Jesus stops, and he sees this man, and he tells him to get up, and he heals him. And not only there, but Jesus heals massive amounts of people. He cares about healing and restoring people so many times. Time and time again, he does that. And Jesus also gives people hope and he gives them a purpose. You know, he calls these regular fishermen to follow him. He says, you know what? This is your life, but actually I'm going to give you a bigger purpose. Follow me. He says that to just these regular fishermen. This amazing guy, Jesus says that. But also he gives people hope. There's this guy named Zacchaeus who's kind of an outcast. He's looked down on the community because he's kind of mean. And his job, he extorts people for his job. And Jesus sees him. Jesus sees this guy who's an outcast, who's hated by people. And Jesus says, Zacchaeus, I'm going to come eat with you tonight. Let me eat with you. Let's be friends. He gives outcasts hope. And not only does he that, but actually Jesus stands up for people. He stands up to people with power who use that power to hurt others. Like the Pharisees. Jesus stands up to the Pharisees and tells them, no, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're hurting people. And to tax collectors as well. He stands up and he says, no, there's a better life for you out there than just extorting people. And not only does he stand up to these people in power that are using it for evil, but also he gives them a chance at redemption and hope. There's this guy named, one of Jesus' disciples, Matthew, was a tax collector. And tax collectors kind of cheated people out of their money. And Jesus doesn't just say, hey, you better stop. Jesus doesn't just use his power to like wipe Matthew out, but he says, Matthew, you can have a better life. Follow me. Come let your life be redeemed. That's what Jesus does. And there's this other guy named Nicodemus, who's a Pharisee, one of the guys that Jesus stands up to. And Jesus actually meets with Nicodemus in the middle of the night. And Nicodemus, his life is changed by their conversation because Nicodemus sees that there's actually hope in Jesus, in the Jesus way. And Jesus actually raises people from the dead. Have you guys ever heard of a guy named Lazarus before? Lazarus was this guy who died, who Jesus loved, and Jesus raised from the dead. But it wasn't just his friends that he raised from the dead. There's this random little girl who belongs to a religious leader, and she's sick, and she actually passes away. And Jairus, his name is Jairus, he's the religious leader. He comes to Jesus, and he finds Jesus, and he says, my daughter's unwell. Can you come heal her? And not only, when they arrive, the daughter, she's not sick anymore. She's actually passed away, and Jesus raises her from the dead. He says, wake up, and she does. And not only does Jesus do these amazing things, but also Jesus loves eating with people. He's a friend to people. So many times he eats with people. He eats with sinners. He's not too holy to eat with sinners, with people that are dirty and messy, but he eats with them. He dines with them. He loves them. And not only that, he actually... The first miracle that Jesus does, that's recorded at least in scripture, is Jesus goes to a party and the wine runs out and everyone's like, oh, the party's over, kind of, right? If there's no wine back then, at least, then the party's kind of over. It's not going to be good. And what Jesus does is he does this miracle and he's like, I want everyone to enjoy this time here. So he turns this water into wine. Like that's who Jesus is. And not only does he do all of those things, but then Jesus actually lays his life down. Instead of lifting a finger in protest and in anger to the people crucifying him, he just lays his life down in peace for those around him. And all of these things and more show us who Jesus is. The things that Jesus does actually reflect who he is at the heart of who he is. These are the fruit that Jesus produces, right? I was talking about I produce rotten fruit and all different kinds of fruit. Jesus produces just one kind of fruit, and it is good. And that is who Jesus is. He's good. It's not messy like us, but it's just all good. Jesus is good. And so when I realize and when you realize that you can't look to yourself for perfection, for perfect goodness, for wholeness at the deepest parts of who you are, we can actually look to Jesus and we can trust him because he shows us again and again by what he does that that is who he is at the core of who he is. He is good. So let's trust Jesus and let's pray. God, our lives are messy. We are good and bad and just chaotic and messy. And the amazing thing is that you don't expect perfection from us. But instead, we can just cling to Jesus. We don't have to have it all figured out. We don't have to fight for our lives to be perfect and whole and good. But you actually just provide that in Jesus. And all you ask us to do is to trust him, to trust you, and to lead us. God, would this bring us hope this morning? Even just as we hear about the life of Jesus, would that bring us comfort and hope and companionship on our life journey? We love you. We thank you for your love for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.